Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we're talking about the security features you need to set up around your marriage so that you can have the extraordinary marriage you desire.
And there's a quote from Wendell Snyder that says, "One single vulnerability is all an attacker needs." And I read that quote as I knew that we were preparing to do a show on security features. And all I could think about is that this is so true, especially when it comes to our marriages. And we're going to be talking in depth about that on today's show. But first and foremost, welcome. If you are brand new to the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, Tony and I just want to say thank you for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. We're honored and blessed to have you part of the One family.
Definitely. And you may be wondering, you know, what comes next in the show? Well, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And a hug is really an opportunity for us to celebrate the breakthrough, the transformation that's happening within the One family. And this hug comes from an email message that we received that starts with, 10 years ago, my husband had an affair. We've now been married 30 years. He chose our family, but guilt and shame kept him from living freely. Mm. We weren't intimate for a decade, my entire 40s.
Wow.
Many times I felt weary, lonely, and hopeless. I knew I couldn't live another 30 years like this. And 6 months ago, I started listening to your podcast. With all the talk about sex, I grew sadder hearing about what a marriage could be like. Mm. It seemed so unlikely for me that I was considering a separation. You talked about your online conference and I checked it out. We didn't want to end our marriage, but I needed hope. He agreed to do the conference with me. We have done it slowly, a section a week.
Which is a great way to do it.
We
do what, 7 or 8 sessions. So this is a fantastic way to do it 1 week at a time. I love it.
Yeah, it's actually brilliant. She goes on to say a section a week and we're using all the tools. After we did the coffee break section, I sent him a calendar invite later that day for gourmet coffee. Mm. Now, for those of you that don't know what the gourmet refers to, it is a sexual innuendo.
Yes, it is.
Okay. She said, "There in black and white on my phone, accepts your invitation to gourmet coffee." I panicked a little. I hadn't been touched in so long. I was very nervous, but it was beautiful. Truly a miracle. That, like,
that's awesome.
It's actually emotional.
Yeah, it is.
For us on this side, when we get to share hugs like this of breakthrough, you guys, of people just like you, couples just like you, actually taking that step of faith to do something different in your marriage, to have the courage to do something different and to see the breakthrough. Remember, they hadn't been intimate for 10 years.
Yeah. And if you want to see what we have coming up for conferences or our on-demand ones, you can go to oneliveevents.com.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So moving into today's show, coming off of that slightly emotional, very emotional.
And an amazing hug. I mean, I love it. Like, those are the hugs that we need.
Those are the hugs that actually other people need to hear.
Yeah.
That's why we
need
share
to
a hug.
Hear them. I love them.
Absolutely. And, you know, coming into this show, talking about security features, talking about what that all looks like, you may or may not know that in the month of November, our Instagram account got hacked, hijacked, and actually held for ransom. I didn't even know that was a thing.
This is all true.
Yeah, Tony had gone out. It was a Sunday morning. Tony had gone out for a bike ride.
It was a beautiful Sunday morning.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah. And I think the reason I went out that morning, were we doing like a Q&A session or something?
We were, yes. Church conference.
Right. We were doing a Q&A conference for a church up in Canada. Mm-hmm. And so I just went out for an early morning ride. And usually when I come back from a ride, I have a bench that I just sit on. I'm just chilling out, cooling off. And I just hey, I just want to check some stuff. So I go onto Instagram just to see what's going on. And it's like, hey, you need to log back in. And I'm like, that's sort of odd because I don't normally have to log back in to see my Instagram.
How did
account.
I get logged out?
Right. And so I go into, we have a keeper account where we it has security. All our passwords and all that sort of stuff. So I go in there, get the password, put it back in. Nope. Can't get in. I'm like, this is really weird. And I ask Elisa about it and she didn't know anything about it. She wasn't sure what was going on. She tried to access it. Couldn't get
Same
on.
Same thing.
We check our business email.
Yes.
Account. Like just starting like, all right, what's going on? And it's crazy. We had two emails and I still remember this and I know the times exactly too. We have one email from Instagram at 7:33 a.m. and it basically says, hey, your email has been changed from this to this. And I'm going, well, I didn't make that change.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 7:36, there's another email that has come in from the hacker that basically says, we have your account, reach us at WhatsApp.
And you have to pay me.
No, they didn't say that there.
Oh, that was the second one.
Because I was like, what the heck? And I don't have a WhatsApp a deal. Like, I don't have the app.
Right.
So I'm like, oh no, this isn't good. And so I just hit the guy or gal, whoever it was, who stole it. And I just hit them back and I just said, hey, I don't have a WhatsApp. What's up? And they basically came back a few minutes later or so and just said, we want your monies. And I was at
it
that
It did say monies.
It did say monies.
Yeah.
And at that point in time, I was a bit livid, frustrated, not too sure what to do, and had to calm myself, get cleared up, take a shower, and get on for this conference that we were doing.
Now, to give you a time, you know, an idea of perspective of what was going on, this was 4 days after we had launched the Six Pillars of Intimacy book.
Yeah. And so if you haven't gotten the Six Pillars of Intimacy book, or you're like, what the heck is that? Please go get it. You can get it at sixpillarsofintimacy.com. It's been a number one bestseller in 5 categories. It's great. But it was right at that time where we have worked honestly and have been blessed by you guys, the One Family, to come up what we believe is the book for this generation of marriage.
But we couldn't share it with you all.
On Instagram.
Right? Because here we are. We're like, oh my gosh, first of all, Instagram, we had our password. Like, you changed our password. Like, you didn't even give us a chance to respond to say, no, I didn't authorize that change, right? Like, what about the protection? What about the guardrails? And then your brain starts going when something is stolen from you to going, how is this going to get trashed, right? What's going to happen? You know, legitimately, what's going to happen to us, right? Is whoever this person is, are they going to turn us into a pornographic site, right? Like, are they going to dump all of our followers, the people that we have built trust with? Is it going to, you know, is it going to become political or racist? Like, all of the things. Like, are you going to destroy what we've been so diligent in building?
And I just want to say this, of all the platforms, I truly believe for us, Instagram is just one of those places where we love connecting with you guys. There's something about it that's just really cool. We can get on to stories. You guys DM us there. We can share, you know, just cool quotes.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversation seems to flow. Although the One Family Facebook group, I love that group as well.
Different dynamic.
It's a different dynamic. And it was just one of those things where, again, for me, in my mind, I'm like, I love when we do our IG stories and we do our questions. Mm-hmm. And we haven't done those recently and we're going to get back into doing those. It's just
hard to do when you don't have an account.
Right. Well, even prior to that. But yeah, we're going to get back to doing that, you know, because we love hearing from you guys. Yeah. And we love hearing what's going on in your marriage. Because the podcast, the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, as many of you know who've been listening for a while, it's about you guys.
Mm-hmm.
We can do studies and everything, but we want to know what's happening in the One Family.
Right. Right. And you know, it was being in this place where we felt violated. We were angry.
Mm.
We were frustrated. And
a lot of prayer.
And as we're walking through this, you know, it hit me that these are the same emotions that you've likely felt if there's been an intruder in your marriage, that if there's been something mm-hmm. or someone that has been stealing the relationship. And, mm-hmm. you know, we got into this place where, you know, we're thinking, okay, well, you know, what do we do? What's our first course of action? Let's go to Instagram and Facebook and be like, hey, help us. And then there was this back and forth of, well, we think we can help you. Sorry, we can't. Let's try this. No, that's not going to work. And
and that's a whole, and hey, that happens even in our marriages, right? Like something happens, we reach out to somebody, maybe somebody who we feel
a friend,
some a trusted mentor or something like that. And they're able to maybe get us a part way there. Mm-hmm. And yet maybe something starts to happen in their life between work or their own marriage and then they're not there. And so what do you do?
Right. And it was interesting because a friend with whom we had done an interview, saw, you know, we were posting everywhere that on, you know, Facebook and our personal Instagrams that we'd been hacked. And so she reaches out and says, hey, here's this recovery expert that a friend of a friend has used. And Tony was like, I'm going to just pause on that because I think I'm going to get it done with Instagram and Facebook. Right. We thought.
Well, and I just want to say in all of this, though, too, I like my spiritual intimacy pillar, like personally grew.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it got strengthened because I clearly heard the word patience. And in...
Which, if you know Tony, is kind of a funny word to hear.
Yeah. Because in my world, when something like this happens, I want to get things resolved quickly. Mm-hmm. And so I just had to sit back. And so getting this from Elisa, I was sort of like, okay, is that really the way we're going to go with this? And at that point in time, I was still sort of in contact with Facebook and Instagram through them. So I was like, I think we're going to get it handled there.
And literally a week later, Instagram comes back and says, you know, okay, here's the deal. We actually aren't going to be able to do anything for you. And immediately after we send this email, we're closing the case.
Yep, you're done.
Like no more communication with us. Just we're done. And so in that place too, Tony and I just kind of sat and we're like, okay, so what is our next step? Right? What is this going to look like? And so a couple days later, Tony's like, all right, send me that information on the recovery expert, which we jokingly refer to on this side of life as the hacker who hacked the hacker.
Exactly.
But he, within 24 hours, this, you know, we had our account back. It was secured. He was actually the right person for the job. Mm-hmm. We had to be really vulnerable with him mm-hmm. and give him, you know, a whole bunch of information. And yet being vulnerable with him actually allowed him to do his job so that we could get into this place. And, you know, ultimately, it was horribly inconvenient, you guys, to be launching a book and to lose a way to connect with all of you at the same time. But there was such a marriage lesson in all of this. And we're going to talk about that after this break.
You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counterful of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
So we're back and we're talking about the lessons that we learned in terms of security, not just for social media accounts, but for marriage. And you know, people laugh because immediately I'm like, oh, there's a marriage story in there. We're going to podcast on this. And it's true. I actually do look for the lesson in just about everything that happens in our lives. Because I know if we've, Tony and I have learned a lesson, then there is actually something that we can share for the two of for the two of you individually, mm-hmm. couples all around the world. The first lesson, you need to make sure you have every security feature in place.
And this is an interesting one because the security feature may be there. You just haven't yet activated it. And so what turns out that we learned after this happening from many of you and other friends, hey, you guys didn't have your two-factor authentication on. And
also known as 2FA.
And that is absolutely correct. We did not. We didn't have that on. I didn't have like if somebody tries to get into the account, like you can text me. Now I do have WhatsApp. So now you have to also, it hits me up on WhatsApp. It also comes up, something comes up on the actual app itself.
Real quick though, Tony is only using WhatsApp for security. He's not like using WhatsApp as a communication tool.
I'm just
putting that out there. Well, so yeah, don't try and hit him up on WhatsApp.
Yeah, I'm not going to like, I don't even, it's like pages away. I don't even look at that thing unless I know to. But you have to know.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be right there in front of you right now, and you need to activate it.
So, side note for all your social media accounts, and this is just a little PSA, make sure that you have two-factor authentication on all of your accounts, email, social media, anywhere that you can have double security, do it.
Yeah.
But coming into the marriage, right? What does this look like? What are your security systems? Right? How do the two of you communicate when someone, be it another person or something, like maybe porn or drug or secret spending or just that extra friendly person is trying to hack their way into your marriage? How are you building the emotional intimacy, which is your emotional intimacy? Your emotional intimacy is a security feature in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up. The stronger your emotional intimacy is, the more secure and the more security you have around your marriage. I can't stress that enough. Because if the emotional intimacy is strong, guess what? People and things can't get into your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you,
or if they try to, like the 2FA goes off.
Right?
Like that two-factor authentication goes off. Like, you know, your spouse knows something's going on. And so we're gonna connect again. We're gonna make sure that we're going, hey, somebody's trying to break in here.
Mm-hmm.
What's the text code to make sure that it's you, or if it wasn't you, let us know.
Absolutely. So have your security systems on, activate them. Don't just know that they exist. Actually flip the switch to turn them on. Have those regular check-ins. Change your password from time to time. Just like, connect with your spouse and go, what season are we in? What do we need to do in this season?
And Elisa brought up something really good within our emotional intimacy. And we've shared this many times in the hug, even shared coffee breaks, walk-in talks, drive and dives. Some of those things, the season has come and passed. It's time to change your security. It's time to change what it is. And so even Elisa and I, there was a season, we were just talking about this maybe a month ago, even less, where we were on the beach almost every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We did our walk-in talks every Saturday. And we haven't done them as of late. The other things have, we've replaced that with other ways of connecting emotionally. But we still go back and we do it at times.
Mm-hmm.
So we've even had to change and go, okay, where are we at? What's working for us now? But let's not stop it all together.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The second lesson in this is that the right person to help is not always who you think it should be. And sometimes you have to take a leap of faith to get the help that you need. Right. I shared that, you know, immediately we're reaching out to Instagram and Facebook and their support teams. And yada. I mean, I don't even know how many emails and support tickets and whatnot that Tony was involved in that week, because we figured, hey, these are your platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And we surely are not the first people this has happened to. So you must have a system in place and like deploy it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, OK, sorry, we can't help you. And that was hard to hear. Because we're like, wait a minute. The one family is out there. Like we disappeared off the face of the planet and they don't know why. That was so hard. And we had to step into this place of trusting someone else, right? Someone who had a track record. Like we'd heard how he had, you know, assisted another Instagram account. We heard how he did this, but we didn't know him literally from anyone.
And I'm going to just tell you this. Like getting vulnerable in your marriage is one of the greatest things you can do. It truly is. And one of the things I've learned through that is when things like this happens, you're able to go, okay, I have to trust others. Mm-hmm. And when that trust is between the two of you and it's solid, you can do others. You can help, you can work with others through that. And even in this business situation. And I mean, when we had to divulge a lot of information, in my mind, I was going either A, our quote unquote recovery expert was going to basically hack everything because of all the information we had to give them to identify who we are and the accounts that were attached and all this stuff, or he was going to get our account back. And that's a leap of faith, and that's a place of being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think for myself in business and in marriage, as I've become more vulnerable, I've been able to let go of the wheel at times mm-hmm. and trust others.
Mm-hmm.
More importantly than not is trust Elisa with what she's saying. And because I'm conferring with her and I'm like, what are you thinking, honey? I mean, this is where I'm at. This is what we got to do. And her voice, because I trust her explicitly, I know she has my back, that when she says, yeah, let's do it, it's like, okay, it's a done deal. Like, mm-hmm. we're just going. I need that confirmation. But there is that ability to just go, all right, mm-hmm. that's what you said. Let's do. And that transfers into other areas of our marriage.
Well, and I think also it's looking at, you know, where do you have to be vulnerable in order to get the security back in place?
That's good.
Right? Because, you know, we know when we're like, we thought we'd done everything that we could on our own, right? Like we tried and we weren't getting there. And we reached out to the people that we thought could get the job done and it wasn't happening. And so sometimes you actually have to be willing to get vulnerable with someone new, right? That vulnerability. And maybe it's not as strong in your marriage as you like, but you're like, okay, we've got a security breach.
And I'm going to just say this because we're going to go somewhere else and you may be going, oh, well, wait a minute. I can go get vulnerable with this woman over here, guys. Mm. No.
Or gals going to a guy.
No, that's not what we're talking. We're talking about trusted professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who's going to walk alongside you to help you get the breakthrough that you need in your marriage and in your own life. Not somebody else who's going to placate you and somebody who's going to be like, oh my gosh, you're so wonderful. Mm-hmm. No, that's not the trusted, you know, or try somebody new type of person that we're talking about.
Right. Because what we had to do is we had to go find an expert in hacking hackers mm-hmm. in order to get our account back. And so for you guys, if there are security breaches in your marriage, you might actually have to go find an expert, a strategist, a coach who's going to help you recover what's been lost in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's the same concept, right? When there's security issues, you need an expert who has walked that road, who has a track record, who has been in that place of saying, wait a minute. Give me the information. Let me process it. Let me see where the holes are. Let me recover what was lost and let me give it back to you healthy and whole so that you can then go run in whatever lane you're supposed to run in as a married couple, right? It was so clear to me when this guy recovered our account, everything was there, which is a whole God story in and of itself. Like mm-hmm. none of you guys got lost. He or she did not destroy the account, dump the images, turn it into something that it wasn't. So praise God
mm-hmm.
that he just held it, which is such an incredible miracle. But when we put our faith in that expert, he delivered. And the same thing, you know, if there's been a security breach, if you need to shore up the security features in your marriage, get expert help.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just turn to your best friend or your best bud and it's like, hey, you know, help me out here. No, get the help that you need to secure the most precious thing that you have, which is your marriage.
Yeah. And if that's you right now, if you're sitting in this place and you're like, we need that help, then I would highly suggest that you apply for coaching with Elisa. And you can do that at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/coaching. Go do that for yourself and for your marriage, because she has clients all around the world who are having the breakthrough, who are setting up the security features in their marriage so that they can get vulnerable with one another and they can have the extraordinary marriage they desire. So go do that. This week, it's about those security features. What is it that you're going to put into play? As we look at 2021 in the rear view and 2022 up ahead. What are the security features you're going to put in play so that way you can secure up your marriage, so that way you can strengthen every single pillar of intimacy? So you can look at them and go, you know what? This is the year, this 2022, we're going to step in there. There are some cracks in these pillars, and yet we're going to put the security features around our marriage so that way we can strengthen all six pillars of intimacy. You can do that. And this is your week to do it. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.